Tens of thousands rallied across Myanmar, galvanized by yesterday's crackdown in Mandalay. Demonstrators were undeterred by the escalation of violence. At least two people were killed after security forces fired live ammunition on crowds in what was the deadliest day following more than 2 weeks of anti-coup protests. Activists gathered chanting slogans in Yangon. A memorial honoring those who have been killed during the movement has been set up on the roads. Some took their protest to the UN office, calling on the organization to take action against the military government. Hundreds attended a funeral in the capital, Naypyidaw, for a young protester who was shot and killed by police last week. In Mandalay, peaceful protesters came out in droves, despite the fear of renewed use of force against them.
လူတွေကိုမနေ့ကမန္တလေးမှာလူတွေတိုက်စုံမှုဖြစ်သွားတယ်တိုက်စုံမှုဖြစ်တဲ့ဆိုတာဒါကကျွန်တော်တို့ကငင်းညံ့စွာဆန္ဒထုတ်ဖော်တယ်ငင်းညံ့စွာဆန္ဒထုတ်ဖော်တယ်အကြမ်းဖက်ပဲနေရဲ့ဟာကျွန်တော်တို့ဘူးဒါဘာလို့တာလဲဆိုတော့ဆရာမကြီးဆိုရကျွန်တော်တို့ပြည်သူတွေလမ်းမော်ချွတ်ပြီးဆန္ဒပြတဲ့ကိစ္စကိုသူတို့ဘက်ကရပ်တန့်စေချင်တယ်တော့ကျွန်တော်တို့ကဒါပြင်းပြင်းထန်ထန်နှိပ
25-year-old man was killed by troops in Yangon while patrolling a neighborhood. He was taking part in an initiative to guard against overnight military arrests. Reports say the military has deployed an infantry unit in Mandalay, believed to be the army division that led the deadly campaign against Rohingya Muslims in 2017. Yesterday's lethal attack on protesters has sparked renewed condemnation from the UN and foreign leaders. But Myanmar state media have told a different story, condemning demonstrators for the clashes near the Mandalay shipyard. To unpack this all, Leong Wai Kit has been following developments in Myanmar. He joins us live. Wai Kit, what else has the military been saying about yesterday's violence?
Well, Jill, you said it right. The army has a different side of the story. It addressed the Myanmar Mandalay shipyard incident, but it did not say that it used live ammunition on protesters. It did not say that there were two fatalities as a result of enforcement action. Its side of the story is that the protesters had first attacked security forces with knives, sharpened sticks, as well as stones and catapults, and it had to retaliate as a result. In fact, the Myanmar army said that 11 of its security forces members had sustained injuries. They also said that the aggressive protesters had been injured, but like I said, they did not talk about deaths. And when they described the enforcement actions, they used the words softly dispersed the crowds. The Myanmar army had also addressed the death of the 20-year-old protester Mia Tetrit Kain, whose funeral was held on Sunday in Naypyidaw. The Myanmar army had basically said that the bullet found in Mia Tetrit Kain's head does not belong to that of the Myanmar police force, and it had suggested that it was a third party or an external force that could have killed her. But that, of course, they did not elaborate further. I also want to pick up on your point earlier, Jill. You mentioned a man who had died in Yangon on Saturday night. In fact, shortly after that incident happened, I've been alerted by many of my contacts to a Facebook video that, of course, we're not putting on air because it is very gruesome. It is very bloody. You can see the man lying on the ground with blood on his face. Now, this brings the total death toll on the protesters' camp to 4. Earlier, the Myanmar army had also said that one policeman had died from clashing with protesters.
Okay, we've got the protesters and the government refusing to back down, as well as international condemnation. Where does this all go from here?
We'll have to take it one step at a time, Jill, because we don't know how things will unravel in the next few days. But what we do know is that on Monday, there's going to be a big-scale civil disobedience movement. In fact, a lot of the crowds on Sunday have thinned out by early evening, late afternoon, because they want to preserve energy for the big civil disobedience movement on Monday. Several supermarket chains have also come out to say that they're going to be closed on Monday. Many of my friends who have staff that don't go on strike are now applying for leave just to join that movement. Some shops have also said that they're going to be closed on Monday.
All right. Leong Wai Kit, who's been following all these developments and also through to tomorrow. Thank you.